One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Guys, we have a new tier on our Patreon, and it includes exclusive bonus content. Listen up. Right now, for just $5, you get the Honeydew a day early, you get it ad-free, and you get a full bonus episode of the Honeydew with Y'all, where listeners highlight their lowlights, and it's going to stay that way. $5. And for just $3 more, you're also going to get the way back a day early and ad-free, but that's not all. You'll get exclusive bonus content with the guests, some fun segments, maybe some games, and we'd love to get you guys involved. And that's all for only $3 more. And there's no censorship on any of the Patreon episodes. Subscribe now.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpants Studios. You know who I am, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Starting this episode, like I start them all, by saying thank you. Thank you for whatever you do that supports anything I do. I don't care if it's just telling someone about the shows. Whatever it is, thank you very much. If you got to have more, you know you got to check out our Patreon, the Honeydew with Y'all, best show on Patreon for $5. And we got that new tier now where you get the way back a day early, ad-free, all censor-free, and exclusive bonus content. It's only $3 more. Go check it out. All right? You know what we do here? We highlight the lowlights, and I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. And I'm very excited to have this guest back here on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, Shafir.
Thank you, buddy. Happy New Year.
Well, promote everything you want. You got a new special out right now.
Special just came out, America's Sweetheart. I'm stoked for people to finally see it. You've been working on these things for a while.
But you also have Jew is also available on Netflix now or not yet?
No, not yet. Not until like April or May. They're going to figure out how long the hype for this one lasts and then put out.
You're impressive, man. You have taken Comedy Central, the first digital platform to network.
That's right.
This is not happening.
That's right.
Yeah, you did that. Now you're the first comedian to get an already existing special. And for how long? How long has that special been out now? Is it a year and a half? Two years?
2.5 years, yeah.
By the time it hits, it'll be 2.5 years?
You're almost three.
I mean, think about that.
And they're like, no, something we don't do 3 years, second runs.
But something 3 years old, not just 6 months ago. That's
but
wild.
Also, it's like the references are 2,000 years old, so it's not like it's timely. You know? But like,
good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Their boss was like, why didn't we get that one? And they were like, I don't know. So there was like pressure from their boss. It was great. I'll take it. New life into it, you know?
Yeah.
All we want is people to see our stuff.
That's it.
That's same as painters. Just like, if it's got to be a coffee shop, just someone see it. Please. I can't just have it in my own studio.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So stoked.
All right. So something I wanted to talk to you about, because you're 50 now, you said, and your parents are both alive, both healthy, both in their 80s.
Yeah.
How old's dad?
Dad's 89, maybe 88. It's tough to remember exactly. She's
right
probably
around
83,
there too.
84. Okay. Oh, yeah. He robbed that crate a little bit. You know?
What year?
It was like probably the 60s. he was probably like 31. She's probably like 25. Something like,
good for your dad.
Yeah.
Is your dad, mom, are they
mentally,
both still driving?
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
And still mentally, getting around there. Physically, walking, no problems or anything?
It's problems. So we went to Zion.
Cane or walker problems or okay.
Just my dad was a hiker and only recently had a couple knee surgeries. We're on a bridge in Maryland, like in the some botanical gardens, and he slipped and he just like cracked. So then it was like we went to Zion, but he's hiking around the flat hikes, you know, still doing that. My mom's still doing that, some surgeries and stuff. But dude, my dad I don't know if I told you that one time my dad So I called to get a pickle recipe. My dad's old Romanian, pre-war, and then during war, and then post-war, they left Romania. But I called to get a pickle recipe. How do you, whatever. I call my mom, where's dad home? She goes, he's not here. I can't tell you where he is. I'm like, okay, you could, I mean, what? That's like, now my interest is peaked for sure. And I was like, where is he? She goes, I'm like, is he getting home later? She goes, no, I can't tell you anymore. I'm like, I mean, you're begging me to ask questions now. So I'm like, where? I mean, I knew he was like doing a bunch of hiking with like his hike group. You know, I was like, are they hiking the Appalachian Trail? Like, I remember him sort of saying he was going to maybe do that. She goes, stop asking me. I can't tell you. Which is like, then you can, of course, call my siblings. What's up with dad? I don't know. He won't tell me. 4 days later, I was like, anyway, where's dad? She goes, he's not home. And I'm like, what is this? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Then I get a, I'm taking this out for a reason. Then one day they're like, I just got a message from them. Where's albums? Here we go. Here we go. I just got a message. And it is, sorry, I got to see this right. I got to get this right. Boom. This message came through from my dad.
After how many days?
12 days.
12 days?
Yeah.
You have no contact, haven't heard. Mom's like, just shut up about this.
No idea where he is.
Mount Kilimanjaro. Congratulations. You're now at, oh, how do you say it? Uhuru Peak?
Yeah, I don't
know. Tanzania? Africa's highest point.
83 fucking years old.
83-year-old Holocaust survivor conquers Mount Kilimanjaro. Will you send us this picture?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was, I was like, what?
Wow.
And it's not like an easy hike.
Hiking poles. Hell no. Yeah.
The last day is 12 hours because you got to get there at noon. So you got to start hiking at night because it's so fucking cold up there. And he just didn't tell anybody that he was even training for it. He was the whole time putting rocks in his bags.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he had a sandwich. He just filled it with rocks, trying to like do his own Rocky style version of like
Were they ever smokers or drinkers? Or did they live healthy?
My dad lived healthy. Also, Holocaust survivors, I don't know what it is. No one knows what it is. A shockingly high percentage lived to see 100.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think it just shows the value of even a temporary diet with low in trans fats. But... He almost didn't tell my mom. He said the last minute, he goes, you know, something happens. You have extra magnate. So he's like, all right.
Okay, hold on. Let's pause for a second. What happens if you get a call that your dad died while hiking to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro?
Great, great. Good thought. There's going to be some wrapping your head around stuff.
A lot.
But any of that, you know, if someone died, like when Brody went, they're like, could I have done anything? What? And they're, yeah, we could have. I saw clues. I could have. If my dad was like, my mom was like, yeah, you know, dad went up there and just like, went up, was like, what? I didn't know that. And he died. He'd be like, no, there's nothing I could have done. I didn't know. Also, it rules as a way to, if you're going to die in your 80s, that's the way to go. Falling off a cliff in Africa.
I'm just thinking yeah. You're freezing and starving.
Oh my God. Oh,
yours, yeah, like alone. Yeah. Yours is way more heroic. Yeah. Mine is just like, we're out of food. It's cold. Food.
It's like, oh, look at each other like that. Your thigh looks pretty big. Yeah. The hammock thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start hiking. It was like 100 degrees for the first couple of days. And then as you get higher and higher, it gets colder and colder.
Yeah, he's fucking bundled there.
Dude. Yeah, they have those Sherpas. They call them, forget what his name was. They call him Grandpa.
But that's the other thing. There's people that just take you up there. They've done it a bunch.
A couple people had to be taken down.
Yeah.
Got the altitude poisoning. They had to be carried down. And then the Sherpas came and was like, we'll meet you. Keep going. We'll meet
What's your dad doing to train for the altitude?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't even the right training. Rocks in your bag doesn't help you it with does low not oxygen.
Thin air. No, it does not.
It's just his desire. Like, I'm going to do this. At 65, he ran his first marathon.
Did he?
Out of the blue, out of nowhere. He was just like, I'm doing it. The last mile or so, he was just like, I was like dead. But he's like, there's just no quitting that guy. So Yeah, it was like, what? I mean, they asked me, like, would you have gone with him? Like, I mean, I wouldn't have hiked it, but I would have hung out in Africa. I would have hung out in Tanzania, eating some food, waiting for him, for sure. But, yeah, I can't imagine.
Is your mom active like that? I mean, obviously not like that. That's fucking extreme.
Walk around the neighborhood, you know?
But your mom, does she swim? Does she have a little walk group?
She's doing jazzercise. which is the most underrated form of self-defense.
I remember that shit.
Jazzercise
was
big, bro.
Tai Bo after that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jazzercise was for old people, but Marvitots and teens was for young people. Do they have that in Baltimore?
What was it?
Marvitots.
Marvitots
and Marvitines.
I don't know about
it. It was like gymnastics
that
for
must
like
be
kids.
Maryland, Virginia, Marva.
Yep. Just realized.
you're down on that part of Maryland. Marvitots.
You ever have something that you realize decades later? We're like, oh, of course, never thought of it that way.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. It was more of a not thought of it that way, and I was embarrassed to admit it too, but as a huge baseball fan, a huge sports fan, one day I'm staring at the Milwaukee Brewers hat, and I always saw it as a glove with a ball.
Yeah.
And then one day I stare and I'm like, oh my God.
You saw it on your own?
Yeah. I didn't hear about it or anything. I just looked and I was like, oh my God, that's an M and a B. And I was like, that might be the greatest logo of.
Kevin Chris told me about it, but he's an illustrator. Yeah.
It's a glove with
a glove.
It's fucking
I would have just done MB, but not, I wouldn't have made it into a glove.
I never even saw the MB. I bet I was like 20 or something by the time. I was like, oh my God.
You know about FedEx?
Yep. The arrow.
Mm-hmm. I was walking with Rogan into the Tempe Improv, and he said something about the Doobie Brothers were like a big pot band. I'm like, really? And he's like, Doobie? And I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
When I first heard that that band name, I didn't know what a doob was.
Sure.
So I was just like, Doobie Doobie Doo? And he's like, no, dork. Yeah.
So have you thought about your parents passing and...
No, they're not gonna. But like, but are yours?
My dad died when I was 16. My mom's now 77, 78.
How's she doing?
She's fucking great. My mom's out there living her life. She's a groupie. She's a groupie for a fucking, you ready for this? My mom's a groupie. I'll say this, for an age appropriate, she's 77. It's an age appropriate. They're all old dudes, but like a cover band. And they do songs like Mustang Sally and Purple Rain and shit like that in Delaware.
She comes and throws fucking panties this big at them?
I don't know if she throws panties, but she's at every show.
You can't really throw grandma panties up.
You got to slingshot.
Pass this forward. Hey, excuse me. Can you pass this to the next guy and just let them know this?
Nobody that age is throwing anything.
Like, ow.
She goes to all their shows. And, but I mean... Listen, bro, I don't know who's booking them, but they perform sometimes on the
just
lawn
a cover
at the
band?
Library.
Yeah. Oh, really?
but then they perform at all these other places, too. Yeah. Tons of them. They're just out there gigging. And my mom is a groupie for this band with like a few of her other old lady friends, and they go to every show. Everyone.
How old's the band?
Like all probably in their 70s, too. I'm saying it's age appropriate. She's not running around like 20-year-olds.
But I think maybe 55-year-olds were like, ooh, you boys are cute.
No, she's in her 70s with these old dudes, and just that's what my mom does. And I was like, my mom still acts like she never had kids.
Oh, wow.
You look at someone's Facebook page, you're like, that lady looks like she didn't have kids. I'm like, because she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't.
I got to connect with my parents more recently. Because I mean, like,
about what?
Just as an adult in life. Because I always saw them as the parents who never did anything wrong. And then, you know, you get to that age where you're like, I'm 31. I'm like, oh, I remember when my mom was 31 teaching me something. And I'm like, I thought she knew everything. And I'm like, I'm that age and I don't know shit. You know, it's like, you know, all the mistakes you make there. I'm trying to take a week off alcohol that lasted 2 days, five times in a row, you know? It's like that. My mom was that age, you know, the fucking dumb. When I told her, like, you ever read like Catcher in the Rye? She goes, yeah. I'm like, what happened with this character? She goes, I don't remember. I'm like, what do you mean you don't remember? You read it or you didn't? Because I had read 6 books back then, you know? But like, so like those moments that you get where you're like, oh, I'm starting to understand who you are, but I still see them as on this pedestal thing.
It's interesting you say that because I'm 9 years older than my father ever was. And I still feel like that man's son.
Right.
If that makes any sense. It's not about a number that's attached to me. I just feel younger than that man, even though I'm outlived his ass.
Right, because like he gets older. It's the way you can still have a crush on somebody from ninth grade. But that's like a 15-year-old. But you're looking at, in your brain, you're looking at them as an even playing field. So like they're kind of gotten older in your head. But if you actually look at an old yearbook, you're like, they were all children. Yeah. But you're like, you're still like, oh, she was so hot.
And you think about what you did at like 20, 31. I'm 4 years into comedy. I know nothing about anything.
Wow, yeah.
And there's people who have. So here's the thing that's interesting for you. You don't have kids.
No.
And a lot of people who do.
Almost made it, boy.
A lot of people who do hit that point where it comes to them like, man, how did you do this, mom and dad? How'd you do that? What hits you? If it's not a child or being in their shoes, literally a role that they've had, what, you know, as a man with no kids, a non-parent, what hits you to reflect on, wow, my parents were such good at their job or weren't great at their job?
I guess what I think too is like what they gave up. Because like I'm now at the age where I see guys like you, everybody, Segura, Duncan, who have kids and their lives shifted irrevocably. And I get the love, but I'm also like pretty happy. I'm like, oh no, it's a trap to, you know? And so like, I'm like, oh man, you gave up a lot for us. Like you could have been doing fun stuff that ended just to like wipe my fucking ass, you know, just to have to deal with my fucking acting up in school. And then you realize like, oh, you were a 36-year-old. You had to go into PTA meetings instead of going on dates, going to see this new movie. You had to go deal with this shit. And I'm like, oh, that sucked. So it's almost like empathy. Instead of relating, it's just like, damn. And it's almost like, thanks. But also, I wouldn't ask you to do that again. So I got in COVID was the cool thing. I try to see the positives and all that. That's what my special's about. And like everything, there's something positive, you know?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Segura moves to Austin. Hey, you can't be part of my network anymore. Oh, fuck. No, I got to grow and become this bigger thing now, you know? So it was a blessing. Maybe in disguise, maybe not. That's same. What I mean. I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Yeah. I know it's the same.
Thanks, man. You can tell how used to compliments and credit I am.
I've done similar things in that thing you're saying is about me.
That doesn't happen without all that. Yeah.
So COVID hit and it's like, fuck. My dad's like, hey, you don't want to be. I mean, that's when lockdown was happening, you know? Can you even go to the supermarket? Maybe in shifts. New York apartment. The only thing that was like, oh, this place sucks. Like, we're not in our apartments. And then suddenly everybody was like, we're in our apartments. Mm-hmm. So he's like, come to the burbs. Come live, go quarantine because we're old, you know, for 2 weeks. And then just come right from that to us. Okay. Got an Airbnb with a dog. And then I went there and it was like 3 or 4 months of like, we don't really have to do anything. So I go on walks with them around the neighborhood. We'd start getting into talks. It wasn't like you come over like, what can I make for you? Cook the surface stuff. It was after a while, it was like deeper than that. You know, I remember one time I took I peeled some garlic and my dad is like, hey, can I talk to you upstairs, please? He goes, what do you see here? And it's all, you know, he's ex-military, ex-Holocaust. And it's like, and I'm like, what? Sink. He goes, what's in it? I'm like, some garlic peels. And he goes, you think I would do that to your apartment? To your place? And I'm like, oh, I mean, I do that to my place. It's in the sink. And he goes, just clean it. I'm like, oh, dude, we just have a different level of cleanliness. I thought I did. I moved it off the counter.
He wanted you to rinse it down
the sink. Yeah, get it like
garbage.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I wasn't even thinking I was taking the easy way out. And it's like, oh, we're different people. So you just get to know them as their mm-hmm. adult selves. And it was like, I hate using the Simone term, but like, what a blessing to get to do that.
Simone term.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It is.
But it was like cool to get to know them as that. And then like my mom likes a glass of rosé watching the sunset through the trees in the backyard that they earned. Just seeing them enjoy the simpler things. My dad built a sauna in his downstairs. So that's a Jew's like dream. That's our Mercedes-Benz home sauna. You know,
that's our receipt.
Yeah, so we'd swap off using it. Oh, it was just so cool. But like, I never knew them as like humans like that people. Before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Deep into my 40s. Man, it was kind of nice. So I'm just enjoying that kind of stuff. Like, what else are you into? How are your friends?
I completely understand. So after my father dies, we move in with our grandmother, his mom. She drops dead literally in front of us. Now we're homeless. What? Her sister, my great aunt, okay, my Aunt Marguerite, is raising her three grandkids. But she says, if you're working and you're going to college, you can absolutely sleep on the couch
to your
here.
Mom.
Huh?
To your mom?
No, to me.
To you, okay.
Yeah, my mom's long gone. She's not even an option.
It's so crazy to have a parent like
who's in the world and is not an option for anything.
I can't wrap my head around it.
A hug, nothing.
It's so wild.
A phone call that says, hey, I know you're going through, so I know you just lost your dad and your grandma. You want to come over for some meatballs? Nothing.
We had, just to show, we had two families from our community that were divorced of 600.
Of all the kids in school?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it's like this idea that I don't even talk to my mom is like, it's like I can't even wrap my head around it.
25 years of zero contact till my daughter is born. But yeah, so it's not even an option. So my Aunt Marguerite's like, I'm going to Towson at the time. I'm working at UPS. Shout out to UPS Baltimore Hope Primary One Joe Avenue. I'm doing 4 p.m. to 2 to 3 a.m. there.
Towson, Charles Street?
Towson was on Charles Street.
Long term, still attacked. Short term, well gone. Loyola. What's your last name again?
Loyola was there too. Yeah, remember nice. Loyola? Towson on the way into the city, just straight out Charles Street. So she's like, you can live here and stay on the couch if you want. And cool. Until you find a place. Because she knows I'm going to be fucking looking for an apartment. Yeah. You know, I'm hustling. I'm not a bum. And we were close. So I stayed there from like December to February. We had another cousin who died during that time. And I got so fucking close with my aunt and my cousins. And we would play cards every night. And I got to know them as people on a daily basis and not just, I'm coming to hang out with you for a weekend. I won't see you for a couple months or
let
you're
me
coming
wash the
to
dishes.
Our place.
Let me be nice.
I'm watching how they bathroom habits and this and that eating habits. And my Aunt Marguerite's like, watch it. She would always cuss. She was the sister that cussed. She's like, watch this motherfucker, Ryan. He cheats. And he would. He'd have cards under his leg. She's like, I told you, son of a bitch cheats. You got to watch
You see
him.
Their humor.
Yep, all of it. And then also, she's my grandmom's sister. So there's now a family historian. Everybody's gone already. So I'm what was dad like when he was a kid? What was, you know what I mean? I've got someone that can talk to me about
that.
It. Because his mom's gone, he's gone. So I don't even know.
And she'll give you the real shit that you wouldn't even got from him.
And I did. You know your grandmother lent your cousin some of your dad's? I said, nah. You know, oh yeah, they're gone now. You know what I mean? I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah, little things like your dad was really bad in school. He was like a real troublemaker. No, but right around college, he came into his own, became the guy you know now. That it's like shit like that. Yeah. We're like
your mom was head over heels for your dad. We can't even believe it. She would come over crying when he was in the military for Vietnam and blah, blah, blah. You know, that kind of shit. You don't know anything.
I just
about
found out the story. I don't know if I'm getting all the details right, but my mom would not go out. She was on a business trip to New York, Atlanta, Georgia. And my dad was like, whoa, this chick. Now back then, you were just like, you just pretty much harass someone. And it was romantic. Yeah. But asked her out. She was like, no. He kept asking her out. No, I can't. He's like, why? Just tell her, like, why? She goes, he's an immigrant from Israel. And she's like, what, come on. She goes, I can't, I'm Jewish and I can't date a Puerto Rican. He goes, oh, you just never heard this accent before.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I'm from Israel. I got the credentials. Here's my tattoo.
I can't got the date credentials. A Puerto Rican is fucking hilarious, dude.
You seem nice. It's just my parents would be mad.
So you're... All right, your parents are healthy, so you're not worried so much about having to take care of them. We just went through this on my daughter's mom's side. Her mom passed, so they were in the whole process of, you know, hospice and long-term, you know, cares and all. And so many people sit there and tell me about these things. But what about you?
You know what? You know what? They what
Do you worry about, do you ever think about your death?
Me dying? Yeah, sometimes. I wonder feel like you would go on. Like if they had to, I was just with Fitzsimmons about this. If they had to take up a, you know, when a comedian dies and they go, oh shit, first we all meet. And then it's like fundraiser becomes the next thing. So it's usually for like their family or the funeral cost to make sure it's
medical
done right.
Bill, whatever, yeah. Whatever.
And then sometimes just for like a thing they would believe in, and you meet every year and you just raise money for something. And I wonder if the comic would be like, I don't give a shit about that. I would just care about that year, mm-hmm. You know? Like if someone misunderstood you, they'd be like, I guess we should give money to the Maryland government.
Like, no,
I like Maryland. Not like yeah, that. Like, you're getting it wrong.
No.
So like, what would you want them to?
How to memorialize you in a way?
Mm-hmm. If they're going to do a fundraiser, let's say.
I see. I wouldn't even want. I mean, I know.
Okay, so that's great. That's fine too.
I wouldn't want a fundraiser.
You'd want what? What'd you want?
I would want a 50-50 raffle. Everybody come have a fucking party, and somebody bounces out of it. Half goes to the party funds. The other half goes to somebody gets a walk home.
That would be sick. I would love that.
50-50 raffle.
Guys, use your memory of Sickler to come have a good time.
It's a 50 buck, 50-50, you got a chance.
Somebody's going, yeah.
Ain't gonna be a lot of people there, so you got somebody's got a real good chance of walking with some money, man. Be like 1 in 20 odds, man.
That would be nice.
That'd be
Sickler
fun.
Sickler would have wanted us to meet up and
yeah,
hang.
Yeah, have fucking hang and smoke and drink and talk. Catch up with everybody.
Catch up.
It's the only time we ever look, also, as a person who grew up that way, did you have family reunions?
No. We
never
no,
did.
Yeah.
I accidentally went to one time, which is a story I'll tell you quick, but we would see each other at funerals. We had a big Italian family, and we had so many people dropping that the get-togethers were
all based on that.
Yeah. Wow. So then when you're seeing your cousins, you want to laugh and you want to fucking, because you're not getting, these are brothers and sisters from different parents. You want to hang and play. So you can't help busting balls and laugh.
Age.
And then you're developing these dark senses of humor because we're laughing at the fucking wake and shit.
And it's built around that. It's that. It's not like you didn't meet up for a wedding.
Right.
You're meeting up for a funeral.
Funerals,
so it's all
the darkest shit possible.
Wow.
And everyone's upset because everybody loved this person and we're all going to do that, but we're just kids.
Yeah.
We made a family death pool. We had that going for a while.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fun.
We had so many people.
That's fun.
We had a family death pool. We had, and now we're that age. You know, it's our turn now for people to be like, I think Uncle Ryan's going to
I mean, it'd be too early if I went, but it wouldn't be like there is no God. What's going on
yeah,
here?
No,
you know,
not,
like
yeah,
taking
no.
a 6-year-old.
What would you?
Yeah,
what would
really
you want people
it,
to do? What would you want?
That sounds fun, man. If I get all my friends to meet up at a club, I'm pretty much only friends with comedians, minus like 4, 5, 6 other people.
I don't even give a fuck where you all meet. Pick it.
Yeah, just get.
It doesn't
place.
Need to be the comedy stuff. I don't care. Just get together, have fucking fun, and drink, smoke, and hang out.
Yeah, exactly. Like let's just say this happened 12 years from now. Let's say I got married, had a kid. I'd want my wife and kid to fucking beat it for the fucking night. Let all my friends trash the place. You're going to wash the dishes later, you know, and just like have fun, guys. Right. Drink and smoke.
Yeah. I don't
tell
think,
stories.
Yeah.
Some about me, but then let it remind you about other people.
That's right. This one time.
Hey, we never had.
Ari and I met this guy that was this. Yeah.
I always like the hang. Joe Liston and it. It's shifted away as we go on the road more. We're like the what's it called committee that you have in frats? The people hang out. You make people hang out. The activities chair.
Is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, for New York comedy.
Know, yeah.
Joe would plan stuff in the park, meetups in the park. Sick, great. I plan ski trips or whatever. And it's like we're the only ones were anyway. It's going away some, but like he's got a kid now. It's like let's get together. Let's mm-hmm. meet up. Let's with DeRosa. It's like the spots are done. Let's go drink.
Who was I just talking to about this the other day? It was, there is one day in your life that you don't know, but it's the last day you ever play with your friends outside.
Oh,
that
wow.
day comes.
Let's play. And that just meant.
And you don't even know when. No one says, hey, guys. You're about to go to college. You're having a kid early, whatever. Your parents are dying. Like, shit's about to change. Nobody ever says this is the last
Damn,
fucking
we don't
one
play.
We get.
I haven't played.
When's the last time you played? When's the last time you ran at full speed? Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't do that shit anymore, man.
Yeah.
Well, I worry about it at this age. If I can't, I can't just bust out into a full speed right now.
I'll do a job 51. To catch a flight.
If there's an emergency or something and we got to go full speed, that's a young man's game. Shit's tearing and
you
ripping.
You ever do this? I'm sometimes late for spots and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm late. I'm running. And then I run out of speed. I run out of energy and I have to stop and just walk. In the same block I started running. Like the block's not even done yet.
I had to run for a flight recently. And you run with my shit on it. I pulled my bag. Like, come on, man.
It's embarrassing, but you're past
the
that.
Fucking like, the conveyor belt's broken. I'm like, God, it's broken. I'm like, motherfucker.
Excuse me. Yeah, and if people like, excuse me, like, you move. I don't have time for this.
So
I wonder if he, I don't know. I feel like I would leave everybody first because of the drug use. But maybe I'd be last. Who knows? Less stress than everybody. More drug use, less stress.
Yeah. I was just told today I still have to go to an oncologist because of my blood disease and shit. And he's like, listen, you fly a lot. If you get off and both your legs are swollen, it's not a big deal. That's normal. That's why I have to wear compression pants whenever I fly. I go, am I overdoing it wearing those with blood thinners? He's like, no, wear those for sure. He goes, now, if you get off and one leg's bigger than the other, that's when you call me and we're getting you to an ER because that's a circulation problem for sure. Oh. And he goes, look, man, I got to be honest with you. Your veins aren't virgins anymore. You've clotted twice.
Damn.
They don't have the elasticity. They don't have the bounce back.
What does that mean? You're going to have a stroke?
No, it just means that if I don't stay on these meds and do things properly, then yes. Or clot and die or whatever. Because
I think that's what happened to Keith.
I'm lucky to have had two and still be alive.
I think that's what happened to Keith where he was like, I'm doing good. I don't have to take it today. Like, because you don't think, because you're taking it, you're doing good.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
And then
that's why you're doing good.
Right. Yeah. Red Band told me that once. He goes, man, he was like, I was like at my thinnest, was like 175, probably 190 now. And he goes, man, if I was your height, if I was your size, I would just binge all the time. And I was like, Red Band, you were my size and you did binge all the time. That's why you're not my size. Binge once in a while, buddy.
All right. So you're a Maryland guy. So here we go. So.
Yeah, how would you honor like the
this is what I have this written in my okay. I've done the proper shit. Okay. Yeah. I have with any money I have made, I have not bought cars and houses and whatever, crypto and bunch of shit. I DoorDash and some hoodies. That's what I fucking buy.
Yeah.
But I have the living will and trust, life insurance, got all of it set right because these are all things also that my 42-year-old father wasn't preparing to die at 42. He didn't have any of that shit. So, and also we're minors. So whatever happens with his he worked at Pan Am at National Airport, which is now Reagan. Remember when the plane crashed? Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember when the plane crashed into the river right there out of National Airport?
Yeah. In the river.
Yeah, he was working there. That day, and he's like, bad day at work.
Bad
like,
day. What? Guys, like, we couldn't do that much worse than day. This.
So whatever happened with his policy through work was given to an uncle who oversaw it, and then we never saw it. Oh. How about that? Damn. He oversaw it. We never saw it.
We undersaw it. He oversaw it. We undersaw it.
That's funny. I talked to my brother today. He goes, you know, I'm still not over that. I go, you got him, dude. It's 30 years ago.
They got us. They
you
got
gotta
us.
Let it go, bro. We made that money back. He's like, I don't care. I can't wait till that motherfucker dies.
That's
I was like,
my
you gotta
money.
Let it go. Yeah. He's like, that was our shit from our. I was like, I know, dude. You gotta let it go. It's not healthy. But anyway, so this time I go do it all, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make my daughter do something. I'm going to get cremated. I want you to put my ashes in a little can. I don't give a – don't even spend money on an urn. And I want you to take me – she's right here.
No, I'm saying doing one of those.
Yeah. Oh, and an old bay tin.
Change your will.
Bro, I hadn't third. I need to get
sprinkle it way easier. You can sprinkle or scoop. Either way.
I've already told her, so I will update. I'm update that to old bay. That's a great idea. Hit just sprinkle
one.
Me.
Hit the
just
big one. Me. Yeah.
And that's what I told her to do. I really wanted to go to the Y River, the W-Y-E, which we just talked about. Because that's where it's a channel off the Chesapeake where we used to crab. But I was like, it's just gonna be easier if you go to the Chesapeake. And, you know, don't go to the Key Bridge. That doesn't exist anymore. That thing fucking gone.
Damn. Yeah, that was
Chesapeake's still good. And sprinkle my ashes. And then I think about that, right? And you think, you romanticize this whole moment for my child. Maybe she's with her husband and her kid, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a Maryland fucking rainy ass night. They're going to get stuck in mud. They're going to be like, sorry, dad, just dump it out the window while they're going on 50. Like, and also,
praying up.
That's fine, too. That's fine too.
The thing is, so here's what it's for. It's not for you. You're dead and gone.
I won't even know what you do.
You won't know it. So it's their way of saying this would have made him happy. Mm-hmm. And so then it's like,
it's also the circle of life. I've literally eaten so many fucking crabs from those waters. It's time I go back.
It's a cool fitting. Some people do the tree. You know the tree thing?
I do know about the tree.
That would be cool. And then plant me in a forest that I loved.
Yeah.
Try to get me to grow there. So I'll just be there for 100 years. Something about me will, and then that tree dies, and then that'll get maggots will come. Birds will eat the maggots. It'll go back into that. That's nice. Mm-hmm. I'd like to split it up. Like everybody gets a finger, different groups. You know, spread that everywhere because everybody wants a little thing.
My 10 chosen people.
Yeah. You know about Graham Parsons?
It would, what?
So he died.
Uh huh.
He's a Joshua Tree guy and 29 Palms. And his parents come and get him from Georgia. He's a rock star and a psychedelic country guy. They're like, time to get you home, do your whatever. And his friends are like, we knew Graham Parsons. That, he had only been buried in Georgia. So they dug him up.
No.
Yeah, and tried to bring him back to 29 Palms.
His buddies just like dug his body up, not like excavated him professionally.
just how wrong I am. I might be way, way wrong. But
that's
crazy. So dug him up.
I wouldn't do that for a child.
They're like, Graham doesn't want to be buried in Georgia. That. Yeah, and then
they're gonna drive him across country. Yeah, not just
dead body, dead
minutes.
Rotting body up there. Dude. So they're like, we got to put him in Joshua Tree. That's where he would have
real
left.
Real quick, Kirsten, look at him. I do want to see. That's crazy.
See how much of this is right and how much is way, way wrong.
Oh, that's
my
wild.
Memory sometimes brings me to things like that didn't ever exist.
That's wild.
I thought James Bond was gay, the new one. I was positive. I'm like, no, he's not. Daniel Craig. He sure seems gay with his shirt off. Death of Graham Parsons.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So hold on. Don't read that. Let me go to the rest of my brain.
You got it all.
So I'm right.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So anyway, so like, let's figure out how to cremate them and whatever. They don't know how to cremate. I don't know how to cremate. These are just fucking rock star hillbillies that are into mushrooms. I don't know how to cremate. So the heat's on them now. The parents are like, what the fuck? They stole their kid's body.
Oh, so they didn't even run this by the family.
Oh, no. They just dug them up in the middle of the night in a drug haze. Like, let's get, and then drove cross country back with a dead body in your back. Tried to cremate them, but really just like charred them a bunch. So he was like half burned and like there was a few ashes. The parents are fucking trying to find him. Then they eventually get the body back and move it back there. I think they kept a few ashes and put him out near the Joshua trees.
Also,
but like wild. But also,
what a
like,
way to go.
What a way to go. You're still part of drama.
Do whatever you want with my carcass. I don't feel it. I'm not there.
I go, don't annoy my parents. Like they,
yeah, sure,
right
sure.
First.
It's going to be tragic.
If they're gone, guys, do whatever you think should be done with it.
I want you to prop me up at one of my mom's band shows. You know what I mean? Just dead in a chair while she's over there just, you know, grouping it with this band.
That would be great.
You know, it'd be great.
Spread it all over them. Spread in the punch. Spike the punch.
How about fucking slingshot me into the Grand Canyon. You know what I mean?
That would be sick. And just, it would just explode. Like,
tie a bomb to me and just let me out in there. And
oh, full body. Don't even cremate.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, wow.
No, fucking fly my body out over the Grand Canyon. Just let it die down there and let the animals have at it.
That'd be nice.
Or drop it out of an airplane. That'd be fun, too. You don't even know.
Osama bin Laden style.
I thought they threw him overboard in the water. Was that of a plane?
Oh, I guess it was overboard in the water.
I thought they said they wrapped him in a shroud and dumped him overboard, whatever.
Still fishy about
that one. Whatever lie they told.
Yeah, something's still fishy about that one. Somebody said he might have been dead 10 years already. Somebody said like he had been a captive for a while and then just finally said, okay, it's time. But I'm like, not even a picture.
Also, exactly.
We got to honor their religion
like at
today.
Some point, you get old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What was this old? You just probably just get so tired of hating for a while. You're just like, I don't care anymore.
Let me go apologize to those Americas. I'm really sorry.
Get the fuck out of me, please. Yeah.
Bring it.
Come on. I'm tired. Yeah.
Been dealing with these fucking locked inside my wife for this 10 years in a cave.
So you've never thought about what you would want for your finale?
I think I'd want to. There's a few spots on Earth that I love. Top of Vail. You know,
maybe a little sprinkle the top of Vail.
Yeah. And let it like soak in and whatever. It's like in some woods out there. Mm-hmm. You know,
of now going into a tree. I like the tree idea.
Live on.
Throw into a redwood. Just get up there in the woods and be up there for a couple hundred more years too.
Yeah. And then it's like, I have this like, it's kind of hokey, but like, I think like as long as somebody remembers you, you kind of live. So what is that? Two generations?
We've got 2 to 3 tops.
Yeah. So
what
I do is if I pass a cemetery, I'll go in there and I'll look at people's names. I'll read them out loud and I think about what they might have been. Bring it back to life for a minute.
You've done that?
Yeah. It's kind of fun. And then you see like, then you like look like, oh, child died before the parent. Mm-hmm. And like seeing how, then you like, I zone in. I'm like, what that must have felt like in 1870 to lose their kid. And like, this is the third one they lost, you know?
This is what Adrienne just told us. You do this with her. You walk in the daytime. Because I had asked her if she ever did any like.
Well, that makes it true.
We used to do this at night. We like to be scared at night. So we would go walk through, well, you know, Baltimore, that's an old city.
Yeah.
So you're seeing tombstones from the 1800s and shit in there. And it's just a little marker, you know, cross, a little.
Couldn't afford much.
Nothing. Just, and then you'd see a big one. You know,
like, who was this?
Was this that had this
he must
money?
Have been respected.
The mason that did this and shit. Yeah,
and like it lasted too. It's so
it's
cool.
A horse
that lasted.
On top of that thing. Yeah. It's still here. You know,
horse is
and
rare.
Then there'd be a family of four in that like area and shit. You're like, God.
Yeah, it's like which of the kids had to be buried with their parents? Like, if you had a daughter, she got married. You got to go in that one's grave, and that means you got to buy a grave for, like, hey, save a spot for my chick.
That's what my grandmama had to do. So when my grandfather died, it was boom, and then they carved my grandmother's name in with birth date. You just wait and etch that number in. And I'm like, that doesn't fuck with you.
She's locked in there.
And she's like, that's where I'm going to be buried. But then my dad dies before she does. So they bury, what they do is they bury my, they stack them. My dad is buried, I want to say it's maybe 10 feet down. And then she's 6, so they stack them like
just
that.
Ass fucking for eternity.
They're running out of fucking room, bro. That's a whole cemetery.
Yeah, yeah. And there'll be a little mound. Like, there's a lot. A
lot of mausoleum shit these
twins.
Days. Yeah.
But
just
you see them.
There, every time you go to that headstone, you're just looking at your name and waiting for that fucking number to be put on.
You're visiting your
every
husband,
time you're going like, to visit your husband, you just there's your name.
That's
Ari
where
Shaffir.
I'm
going to
be.
What year were you born?
1974,
TBD, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you go back and now your son's in there with a birth and death date. Your husband's in there with a birth and death. You're
visiting
still right there just waiting.
Must be tough when you're like, that day you're mourning your son. Then you're like, I'll say you, Greg. As long as I'm here, here's one flower. Yeah. But I'm just missing the sun today. Yeah.
That's interesting. I never thought of that. I never thought about when my grandmother went to that grave, if she ever had any internal conversations or anything to her husband about their child. I never thought of that. I would just assumed it's like, hey, babe, my dad, you know, my kid. Interesting.
Hey, but you must miss the dad.
Still,
or the
see that? That's been, I don't know how many years now, 35 years my dad's been dead, and you still don't think of everything.
So you don't think you're going to get over it?
you don't ever get over that, especially when the way it went down. It wasn't like
stabbed in front of you.
You stabbed in front of us by pigeons, bro. Baltimore pigeons, man. They're fucking aggressive, bro. Had little hats on back.
Lewis dad was stabbed in. I think he was inside playing. Should have been defending.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, I think he was stabbed to death.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I mean, I love Puerto Ricans, but
no, ours is, you know, we wake up and find my dad dead in his bed, but fresh. This is why I was so freaked out about coming out of the hospital. It was the same thing that I'm finding out my dad had. They misdiagnosed it back then as heart attack, but it really was blood clots and a disease. So when he gets out of the hospital, he comes home to our house, and the second night he dies. So I can't tell you how terrified I was to go to bed the night I got home from the hospital. I stayed up. I just let my body fall asleep at like noon the next day. I was like, I'm not sleeping tonight. I don't think I'll wake up.
Freddy Krueger.
Bro.
Yeah. It's going to get me.
So now I'm just like, you know what? If we're all going to go.
I'm thinking though, so, yeah, what I want to try to do sometimes, it's tough to tap into like what, because sometimes you make a decision and you forget about it. But like I'm thinking now, what I've tried to do is, I had a moment where I'm like, it's coming. Who knows?
Have you had near-death experiences? And I don't just mean...
Yeah, like I'm too close to a cliff. Going, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have
a branch there, I'm gone.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Yeah, not where like I got to rethink shit.
No injury or anything like that. Car crash or health scare that ever was like, holy shit, I could have gone.
No, there's just been some almost falls.
Yeah, falls.
Like where it's, but like off of like a high cliff.
Yeah, you and then go to remote fucking places.
And like,
yeah.
Whoa. And then I'm like, just think, do not tell my mom I was that close. Because it's death, but it didn't like sit in where I'm like.
Did you ask you real quick, did you ask your dad if there were any moments like that when he was hiking Mount Kilimanjaro that he doesn't want to tell your mom?
Oh, no, I didn't.
No close calls?
I got to do a You Be Tripping podcast with him about that.
You should 100%
that's a trip. That's a trip of a lifetime. Yeah. No, I did not. I should.
I have one in Mexico, dude.
What?
This would have been brutal. This would have been a brutal way to go.
What? You ate a second burrito? Shit yourself to death?
Listen, man, there ain't nothing like a taco off a tree stump. This guy looked at me. He's like, he said, this isn't for white people. Yeah. I was like, put that shit on that taco. I shit myself in San Diego.
I got across the border. Are you smuggling anything in?
Barely, yes. God, barely, yes, made it.
But let me go, sir.
I got about an hour in. Anyway, we were all over Mexico. It was me and two friends of mine, and we go down, we took his Jeep, and we're just camping on the beaches. It was fucking amazing. Nice. It was amazing.
It was Baja.
Yep.
Nice.
We did Rosarito, we did Ensenada, we just kept driving around. We got the insurance from AAA. You got to have Mexican auto insurance to come across. We did it all right. Wow. We had an old CJ7 Jeep turning the hubs. We had a blast. And the last night we're staying, we're like, fuck it. We're getting a hotel tonight. We're going to pitch in. We're just going to get a nice hotel. We're tired of sleeping on these beaches. A couple of them were shit. Like, we pulled up to this one, Ari. They had an orangutan in a fucking cage out front. And it was 100, 200 yards from there that where the beach was to camp. We get there. You're on top of each other. Little kids are looking at our tent in the morning and shit. We're like, what are you doing? Yeah, it was like that. So we're like, fuck this. Then we would just four-wheel off into the remote. That's when it got good. I'm like, you got a fucking Jeep, bro. He had never – I was like, you don't know how to do this? He's like, no. I'm like, you fucking pussy. So we turned his hubs. Yeah, we four-wheeled out onto the beach, and that's when it was awesome. Fires, the whole thing. So the last night we decide we're going to stay. We get in – we're in Rosarito, and we're going into town. And the guy tells us, and thank God, he said, listen to me, it's a $15 cab ride. Give them 20, you're good. If they ask you for any more than 15, they're trying to rob you. Don't pay it. We're like, thanks. So a guy in a station wagon picks us up. It's me on the left behind the driver. My buddy Dylan is in the middle. My buddy John on the right. He's got some other guy up front with him, too. We don't know if this is another ride, a buddy of his, or whatever.
Or trouble.
I'm telling you, I can go back to this moment. He's got that rearview mirror that goes from the left all the way across. You know that one? Yeah, panels all the way. Not this, all the way across. Oh, wow. In the back here, the way back, he's got a boombox. And it is blaring, pump up the volume, pump up the volume. You remember that? Dance, yeah, dance. And he's like, he's just driving. He's like, you like? And we're like, yeah, we're good. We're good. So it's bumper to bumper. I think it's Memorial Day weekend. It's some holiday weekend. And he decides he's jumping onto the dirt shoulder. And this motherfucker punches it. We're going like 50. Next to parked bumper to bumper car. And there's cars still over here. And we're like, dude, you know, it's fine. He's like, that's okay, traffic. It's okay. I'm like, it's fine. He's hauling ass for a while. We're thinking we're going to kill somebody, run somebody over, a car, whatever.
Yeah.
We stop. He goes, it's right here on your left. It was Carlos and Charlie's back in the day. That CNC that was what Dublin's was.
By the way, you're just thinking of CNC Music Factory.
What is that?
Is I
that
think so. Was? Is that what that song was?
Everybody dance.
That was no, CNC Music no. Factory.
This was Pump Up the Volume. It's like Mars or some shit like that.
Okay.
So I now remember we're no longer in a lane. We're now on the shoulder where we've driven the entire time. Well, when you see one person do it, a lot of sheep start doing the same fucking thing. And I forget. And I open that door.
Oh, no.
And I step out. And here comes an F1 fucking 50 pickup truck. And I mean, listen, it hit here, right here. I felt it go by my face. It hit my buddy grabs my shirt a little bit because I was like, I lean in. He grabs my shirt. It fucking hits the door of the cab. And it bends it up against the driver's door, okay, like this way.
What?
And it's sheet metal, and it just beats down the side of this dude's truck. I mean, it fucked his truck up because it's trying to naturally force its way back. Rips the fucking door off.
Oh.
This guy makes a right in front of us and goes up here. The driver turns around and looks at me. I go, that's your fucking problem, dude. I got out. I was like, come on. We cross the street in traffic. It's melee. We get over there, and then I'm like, and I promise you, this is the true story. Wait. Before we get out, my last
That's your
words,
problem, bro.
I look at the moon and I go, it's a full moon. It's some weird shit's about to go down tonight. Open the door, boom, 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 like that. And he's like, what about my car? I go, that's your fucking problem, bro. I'm not getting arrested in Mexico. That dude took off. We're taking off. We ran and got into the crowd and he couldn't find us and that was it. And I was like, fuck. And I kept thinking, like, it didn't hit me till later that I would have been
How
pinned.
How close were you?
I would have been pinned in that sheet metal and just being pressed.
You were doing one of those things where your top stays yeah, and your bottom know. Switches around. So then you're like, yeah, as soon as we unwind you, you're dead. So you got to make a phone call.
Done in Mexico.
That's not where you want to die.
No.
And then you shit after you
shoulder.
Die. That's
and that
would have
been the
one.
Song I heard last too. Pump up the volume. Pump up. That's the one I go out to. Nah,
yeah, now you're stuck in your head in heaven forever.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, like, I'm like, dance. Like, what is that? Like, it's a song. It's a last song. I'm trying to think of all the places I would have liked to.
Have you dealt with death
so
in your life?
So did you change your life at all? Once that came close to happening? Or do you just get a little sense of, like, gratitude? Like,
I start, okay, I, borrow listen, time? I have considerably drank less and less after all of my
near deaths.
I got jumped. I started drinking a lot less.
Oh, I'd go up.
And I haven't had drank in 2 years now. I mean, look, I'm not, again, I say it like I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody. I've smoked a fucking small forest. Okay. But I have not, it just doesn't work for me. And now I'm on blood thinners. So alcohol makes your blood thin. If I get into a car crash or something, I'm bleeding out. Especially if I'm fucking in a passenger seat and I'm somebody's drunk fucking idiot riding around. I'm done.
Wow.
I'm just going to leak. But weed works for me. Alcohol does not work for me.
That's good to know. My dad doesn't drink either anymore.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's once you know it doesn't work, it's like a different. Attell doesn't drink. That's it. If Attell quit.
He quit.
Yeah, like 7, 8, 10 years ago.
For health?
I don't know.
At some point you have to. Nobody's body's tolerating.
Yeah, and the idea is like, well, I was always fine before. I was like, yeah, you were 23 right. before. You're not.
A friend of mine had called me up, his younger brother. I just saw like he had passed on Facebook. I'm like, what the fuck happened to your brother? And he's like,
who posted that?
As like a family post or whatever, you know. And I was like, what happened to your brother? And he's like, and it's funny, but it's not funny to say this. He's like, he never stopped drinking like we were in high school. Like, we weren't supposed to be drinking in high school. You know what I mean? Right. But yes. And I go, I know what you mean. He's like, he never stopped. He just kept drinking like that. And then one day, literally went from eyes white, went to bed, woke up yellow, went to the doctor.
Jaundice.
And they were like, you're so far advanced. Like, it's, there is no... We're not even recommending chemo or anything. Like, it's going to happen.
Enjoy your time.
And it was boom, like a month later, I think, a couple weeks, and he was gone. And it's all from that alcohol.
Kathleen McGee just died. Remember her?
Kathleen.
She's a...
The comedian?
Mm-hmm.
No. Really?
She got cancer. She lost a bunch of weight first. Like, I mean, like...
Like, for intentionally, for health reasons, mm-hmm. just to give
she
back?
She was thinner than you are.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like a fat chick, always. And then got cancer. She handled it so well. It's almost like enviable. The way you heard Norm didn't even tell anybody and it was just gone.
Wow.
I love that. I want to do that. Just don't even tell me. Also, why do you even have to make a press release saying they died? The Black Panther died. It's like, just, why would you tell the world? Just have your family know and just, that's it. Just don't tell anybody. How come he's not the new Black Panther? I don't know. Weird. I haven't heard from him lately. Should be that. What are you involving fans for? Yeah. Just don't even know. But yeah, she would tell people, she's like, I have cancer, you know, it's inoperable. And they're like, oh no. She goes, no, don't do that. I've already done that. I'm past that. I'm totally fine. She was like, be happy. Think of good thoughts. And she really was at peace with it. And then she went to hospice and died inside of like a week. So a few days. I got a text, like, she's in hospice. And I texted her. I mean, I waited 2 days. And then I texted her, just, I love you. And then I don't know if she got it. Should have done it right away.
Have you dealt with death in your life?
Brody, Freddie.
I mean, outside of, family, grandparents, or were they gone before you were born?
No, they died. I remember that. But I remember telling my dad when my, I guess, grandmother died. She lasted longer. I was just like, came up, heard about it. And I was like, he was about to go back to Israel for the funeral.
How old were you?
High school or college.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely have pubes. You know, I wasn't like a child.
That's middle school.
Yeah. But I mean, at some point, I was a bit of an adult. I might have been 25. I might have been, I don't know. I might have been 16.
Yeah.
But I was just like, sorry, man. And he was like, thank you. But it was just like, that sucks. But I didn't understand why it sucked. It was just like someone you really cared about and I kind of cared about died.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wonder if I would love to go out like Norm or even further. Really, never tell anyone.
I guess
he's just traveling.
That's wild, yeah. I've got this feed going in my damn Instagram now where it talks about the difference between men and women, and they play Madonna's Like a Prayer, but sung by a chorus. And it is so beautiful and powerful and moving. It's amazing,
yeah.
The performance of the song. And it says, women, I just want to die in my bed with all my loved ones around me. And then it says, men, and it's like us running at one another in civil war with bayonets and just stabbing each other. And I would so much rather go out that way.
Do something crazy.
Yes, I would so much rather go out with a firework.
Listen, I'm going to bungee jump 5 times. Some point 3 through 5, don't tie it.
Don't tell me.
I don't want to know which one. I don't want to know which one. Yeah.
Would you Russian roulette? If you knew you were terminal, would you play that game? I still wouldn't play that game.
That's a tough one. There's got to be that last fear of, is heaven real? That last, you know, like,
and also parachute. What is it? If it is real, is it the shit we've been hearing about all this time, or has we been way wings, right? Wrong?
Yeah.
Way wrong.
If it's all a Megadeth concert, I'm like, oh, yeah, send me to hell. What's hell?
What if it's just a drone noise? Like, the whole fucking time. Night, we're like, yeah. Fuck, this is it?
Yeah.
This is it?
But, yeah, but if there is a heaven, it's pretty much everybody would say, you can't kill yourself. You just won't go, right? That's like the ultimate. You have to be killed or die. So Russian roulette is like, you're doing it.
It's a good point.
But if we can do it to each other,
suicide.
I'll be okay.
No, I don't think you get into heaven if you're murdering people.
Right. If you murder, you don't get in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you get murdered, you get in.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. If you're a victim, it's fine. Yeah.
But maybe do like a Squid Games kind of thing.
But you don't ever talk to your parents about it. They're getting older now. They don't talk to you about it. Like, hey, do you know if they have a living will and trust, the will, all that shit?
I don't. I intentionally don't keep up with that stuff. I actually don't know how much I pay in taxes. I don't keep track of any of that. I just think it'd make me happier not to. I'm like, I guess my business manager, honest, I'm not the money guy enough to fuck up your whole business over my stuff. Because I'm like, if you find out you're taking 20% from me when you know, extra, you're going to lose the major accounts. So I'm safe in that. And if you take a little extra, I'd rather just not know. So I don't really think
they've never said, look, these are our plans.
My sisters probably know. Yeah.
We'd like to, for, you don't know if your parents want to be cremated or buried or.
Definitely not cremated. It's Jewish.
Yeah, you're Jewish.
Yeah. That's extra money.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Just two people at the heave.
You can put two people in one urn, though. You know what I mean?
Arlington National Cemetery. You see one of those decks, you know, dug up, and you're like, you using that? You're like, well, somebody's coming. Like, it's too late. It's in here now. Recarve.
Well, brother, I hope you live long and prosper.
I wonder, though, would you want to be here past all your friends?
Me?
Assume health.
No, I don't want to
assume your health.
No, you're outliving everyone. No, that sucks.
And see the future, see flying cars, not understand any of it. None of it makes sense. This is how every older person uses their phone. Like everyone over like 70. This is how they use their phone.
Yeah.
And you're like, and then you'll see this shot sometimes. You call your parents, something like that, or like the grandparent, whatever. And you see this FaceTime, but it's like from here out and the ceiling. And you're like, no, move it. No, move it over. I'm on. See the screen thing? Put yourself on the screen thing. And then they're just getting, I don't know how to do this. Yeah, I don't want to have that for whatever the new version of that is.
No, but maybe I should go live in the woods. I don't want to outlive kids. I don't want to outlive friends. I'm good.
Yeah, what if you could become like a vampire and live forever? At some point, you lose your first friends. Do you make new ones knowing you're not going to age?
I watched True Blood on HBO. It was a great show.
Yeah.
And I never considered that. Everyone you're meeting is dying.
Yeah.
Everyone. And that includes even your family, because you're like, hey, I'm your great, 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 great. And all of them
come
are
and
dying.
Come
They're
and
all
go.
Dying.
The longer you live, the more it snaps that
all
come
of
and go.
Them. Yeah. I think that'd be terrible.
I'd want to go like 250 years.
I just want the flying part of it.
God, that'd
be
sick.
That's all I want, to up into a tree real quick.
I would love to drink blood, though.
That'd be badass.
Come in and. How do they suck it?
They fucking fang it and pull it right in like snakes.
It's just like
they
collapse.
Fang you first.
That's pretty cool.
Brother, I love you.
I love you too, right?
Thank you for doing this. We're going to wrap up our talk about death, but all I like going deep with you about this.
You should take your ash and put it in a honeydew melon. Smash that in the Y Oak.
You know the old...
Sport Obey Obrit.
That's interesting. You know the old Keith Richards one where he says he joked about smoking his father's ashes? You know about that? Yeah, so he says he rolled a little of them up and he smoked them, and then people went off on him. Like, that's fucking crazy. So he had to be like, I didn't.
Whether or not he did, who knows, but he had to say.
But also, like...
Why not?
Why not?
Who cares?
It's not cannibalism.
That's also, we're talking about becoming a tree. Smoke me. It's
smoke
okay.
me.
The Here, right person. There's only a few people
right.
that get that.
That's right.
The rest you get to visit.
That's right. The tree.
You can get the roach.
Don't be carving shit at me.
Don't be carving shit.
Here's what else I think, too. If you've eaten crabs from the Baltimore metropolitan waters, you've probably
murder
had
victims.
Some. 100% you've
they're
had human in. Yeah.
They're like, they don't care.
100% you've had a little human in your
yeah.
system.
Maybe
that.
A discarded gun, to
I
be honest.
I believe that firmly. Oh, no yeah. doubt. No doubt I believe that. Like, oh, no.
Those things
There's
live forever,
bodies
too.
In those waters. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. You're eating, sometimes you're eating crabs that's like 100 years old. So, like, you're getting some fucking, you know, whitey bulger
there.
Shit.
Yeah, no doubt, dude.
Yeah.
No doubt. So, I would have to say I probably had some. Do you know about the guy, the cannibal that sold hamburgers in Baltimore?
No.
We brought this up on the way back.
Wait,
this guy.
I'm kind of remembering.
Look back here. Kirsten will show you this. The guy, the picture is horrifying. Like, he leans into the role of this. So this guy he's a serial killer in Baltimore, murdering these people.
And he's serving them up?
Yeah, and he sold roadside hamburgers.
Meat, human burger.
And he put the
He put human grade.
Is that him? Show that. Show that one right there. Click that, on. Look
that
at
looks
that
like
guy.
Guy's been eating too much.
Look at that guy. That's him.
Oh.
And he sold roadside burgers. You know how in Maryland you can get pull over and get Silver Queen corn and pit beef and everything. He sold these burgers with people.
So that's him. Sirica.
That's wow. him.
Damn, he's getting a lot of weight in prison.
Isn't that nuts?
Oh, he died. 2017. Was an American serial killer. I like how they have to say that.
Crazy.
American serial killer. Not just,
bro.
Yeah. They should make do you ever do year-end episodes?
I've only done one. When I was with YMH, we did one, like a recap, a highlight episode.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a way to do like a, just like an all-time underrated greats of Maryland, and it'd be like guys like that. People you haven't heard of, just notables.
Yeah.
You know?
You ever hear about this guy?
Yeah.
yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, Baltimore. Okay, yeah.
Maryland's got a lot of weird shit going on. You got all the people coming in from D.C. You got the Philly. You got the Bostons. Everybody coming down to this little fucking weird spot.
The list of states to who has pride, who doesn't. Iowa pride, whatever. I'm sure you have a little. It's not.
No doubt.
California pride, yes. Texas pride, yes. New York pride, no. It's the city of the state, but you're not proud of that. You're proud of your county.
I'd say
more.
California, yeah, but because it's also three quarters of the fucking coast.
Right. Hawaii has Hawaiian pride for sure. Florida has they're shamed. But state. Maryland has a real pride.
A cult.
Oh, you're from Maryland? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's
where?
A different thing. Yeah, where?
It's big enough and small enough that you know where they are.
I don't think Delaware has that pride or Rhode Island. Definitely Massachusetts does not. It's only Boston or Greater Boston or just the sticks.
And Chicago or Illinois is Chicago. It's not Maryland.
Colorado might have some pride.
Yeah.
But so you narrow that There's down to who pride has pride, and then you go, who has the most?
There's some pride in Colorado.
Yeah, a lot of white pride.
A lot of pride. dude, right, congrats again on the special. Promote it.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Get you out of here.
Yeah, it's called America's Sweetheart. It's on it's been out for 1 week on Netflix. If you want to help any Netflix algorithm, it's different from YouTube algorithms. YouTube algorithms, for this episode, leave a comment. It'll help us out there. Quick little comment, quick like. That helps this out. On Netflix, let it run. Let it run to the end. You got to go to work, press play, leave.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How long the
let retention. It go out. And then that, then the algorithm means then now if people go, oh, I guess they're watching this all the way through, I should suggest to other people.
Mm.
And this is somebody else like, oh, right, Ari special.
Watch it all the way through. There it is. That's a great
press
tip.
Play and leave, Leave a comment here, press play and leave over there.
Dude, thank you.
Buddy, I love you.
I love you, as always.
Yeah.
Ryan Sickler on all your social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.